Hello, this is Master Psychic Rachel from MasterPsychicOnline.com, and this is the Master Psychic Journal Podcast. Hello, my angels. This is the second episode of Just Talking Shit with my guest host, Nikki D. Thank you for being here. We had so much fun the last episode. We got a lot of great responses from the last episode, and I want to thank everyone who listened to the podcast and gave us their feedback. I just want to say thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you. Nikki D, this is my bestie. Yes, and normally we talk shit about the latest issues and gossip and an array of topics. We talk shit about a lot of stuff, and now you're just gonna be in on our conversations, basically. I don't know if it was you or what, Nikki, but I felt like we talked less shit this week.
Yeah, we did.
Right? Yeah. I don't know if we were just waiting for this podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, and probably we're kind of busy this week.
Yeah, like, we didn't talk shit that much this week, so y'all might just be in for a treat. You know? Right, exactly. I think we just saved it all up for y'all. Okay. And we did have some people say they want to be a guest on our podcast. And how do you feel about that, Nikki?
Yeah,
guests every now and again. Yeah, like we want guests. So if you're out there, you're interested, let us know. Just give us a moment to warm up and get used to this, our style and our flavor, and let us have a moment to just get into our flow, and then we're gonna start adding guests because we want different perspectives, and we can agree to disagree. So Mia, you're gonna see we ain't always gonna agree on things, okay? And we want different perspectives from different people. I've had men approach me about being on the podcast, women, people from the LGBT community. So we want an array of perspectives on this podcast down the road, and that's something we're gonna be working on. Right now we're having some challenges just getting the sound right because we're at different locations right now. We're recording through our browser. So if the sound sounds off or something like that, we're going to get it right. Just bear with us. Just listen. Have fun with us. And thank you for joining us. So yes, this is Master Psychic Rachel and Nikki D. And this is our second episode of Just Talking Shit. Okay. I'm not going to make you go sick with me yet. Okay. I hope you don't get to the end. You might be. I'll leave me alone right now. Too pressure on you. Okay. So here we go. Let's just dive right in. Portia and Simon. Now, Portia's from, go ahead, tell me, because you know about her more from Atlanta Housewives.
Yeah. She's from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And Simon, so pretty much, I forgot what season it was. And she, Portia went to one of her friend's house, and she was the ex-wife of Simon, pretty much. And so it seemed like it was like real friendly, but then later on we find out that they started dating right after. So it was just like, what?
Portia started dating,
but
her friend's husband.
Yeah.
And he's right. Isn't he from Africa?
Yeah, he's from Nigeria.
From Nigeria, okay. And so they started talking, and then what happened from?
So they started, I guess they just started dating from then on, and now, they're married, but now they're getting divorced.
And it's only been, is it 15 months?
15 months that they've been married, but I don't remember how, why I cannot talk today.
It's okay. I've seen on the internet, they said they were married for 15 months.
Yeah.
And I don't really watch Atlanta Housewives like that. I can't really. I know of some of the characters on there, and they have a robust amount of characters on there. I'm familiar with who Portia is, but I don't really understand that whole storyline. But one thing I did pick up immediately when I found out that Portia was dating her friend or marrying her friend's husband, and he's from Nigeria, it just sounded scammish to me.
It sounded like, I don't know the plot line,
but it sounded like this was made for TV, this marriage. Yeah. It just sounded scammish from the door. So personally, I'm not surprised they're getting a divorce, but I guess it's a big scandal. What is the scandal surrounding?
So pretty much he does not have his citizenship yet. And
he's a millionaire, right? Is he claiming to be a millionaere or a billionaire?
Yeah, I guess a billionaire.
Okay, so Nigerian billionaire married Portia from Atlanta Housewives, and supposedly he really don't have that type of money.
Pretty much. It seems like he's like borrowing money from here and there and borrowing money to pay that person back. You know, that type of thing. Yeah. So apparently he hasn't been legal. He is illegal. And he's trying to get his citizenship, but because his past came up with all the fraudulent charges that he has, he can't get citizenship.
Dang. So she's divorcing him. Do you think she really loved him, or do you think it was about the money, or do you think it was just made for TV? I feel like it was, I know what I feel. It was like, to me, it was made for TV, but what do you think, honestly?
Definitely the money. Like, this is our first point, you know, anybody that had that type of money or appeared to have that type of money and gave her the lifestyle that she really wanted. So I think that's what it was really about.
Oh, okay. So for her just to divorce him like that, because she's the one wanting a divorce, right? Not him.
Yeah. Yeah,
it just said maybe she really didn't. Maybe she didn't love him, but she loved the lifestyle, basically.
Yes, which I think the lifestyle. I think so, because it happened really quick. It looked like he got charged, right?
He got charged the other day. All right, did he get charged or past just come up?
Yeah.
Oh, he got that night the other day, and then she's just like, "I'm out." She's not even trying to fight for her man and vote for her man.
But I'm wondering, like, how much. Or the like other information that's not out there, does she know that's about to come out, you know, for this ship like that?
Yeah, it seems like there's more to the story, and they're probably going to save it for Atlanta Housewives, because isn't she coming back to the show? Didn't she leave the show?
But I don't think she knew all this was going to happen when she started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be Portia. It's going to be the top storyline, don't you think?
I think so. And I know Bravo is rubbing their hands like Birdman right now.
Oh, damn, Birdman. You know, they live for this drama. They're like,
My question is, how much money do you think she's going to get from the settlement?
Oh, settling with him?
Yes.
Well, if he ain't got no money, then it sounds like it's going to be a lot. They probably had, I would assume, maybe. Did they have a prenup?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Usually people who got money like that, they have a prenup and they say, oh, if you stay married to me for these many years, you get this amount of money.
Right.
But I'm sure at the end of the day, if he do got some money, she going to get something out of it. But you've been married a year. Like, how much you going to get?
Exactly. And I don't think the last wife got anything.
Oh, so he probably had an ironclad. He probably got an ironclad prenup, or she, trust me, that's Portia Williams. She gonna get something out of it at the end of the day, because there ain't no way you're gonna be, there's no way I'll be married to a millionaire and I don't get that money at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get something,
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I just hope you have it. Look, good luck, Portia. Good luck. Okay, yes. Good luck. Okay, what do you think? Do you think she's gonna get something good out of it?
I don't think so.
And that's probably why she divorced him so fast, because she ain't. Because if I was going to get something good, I probably would have stuck around a little longer now and let you deal with it.
And Oz she could joke shit pretty fast, but yeah, I don't think.
So it must be about some money. I'll just have to have a home in America and Africa. You got two homes. Make sure my bills were paid. You know what I mean? You stay over there, baby. You stay over there.
I love you.
I'm living my best life. So, alrighty then. So that was like the big news of the week, for sure.
Yeah.
Williams and Simon.
Okay.
We can follow a story as it unfolds.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on this. Another big story of the week was Kelly Rowland walked off of the Today Show. I guess she got this movie coming out with Tyler Perry. She was supposed to be a guest host. I guess they interviewed her about the movie with Tyler Perry. I forget the name of it. I don't know the name of it. Culpa something.
Mea Culpa?
Mea Culpa. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. And she's in this movie, and I guess she was promoting it on the Today Show. And then after they interviewed her, she was supposed to co-host with Huda. Is that her name, Huda?
Yes.
Okay. So, and then supposedly they gave her a small, wimpy dressing room, and she walked off of the... And I did see those dressing rooms, even the ones that Huda had. They were some, what's it called, broom closet type dressing rooms. Like, they're not nice at all. You would think, you know, they would have some at least half decent dressing rooms. And then I heard that supposedly it wasn't that. It's because they gave her one of the good rooms. They gave one of the good rooms to J-Lo.
Right. I did hear that too.
You know what I mean? So she... What do you think about that? Do you think she should have been grateful to have the opportunity and just dealt with it? Or should she have walked off?
Well, from what I understand, she's been there before. So I think maybe she felt like, well, since I've been here and I had this certain dressing room, why can't I get it now? Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was one of those situations. But I mean, I just feel like you should have just rolled with it and keep it pushing.
That's what I feel.
Yeah.
You know, and then I guess they got Rita Ora rolling. And of course, she was real excited. And she was, I'll take, you go put me in the broom closet. I'll take you. Right. I mean, I would there too. Right. Well, y'all gonna do that to squeeze in here and put my makeup on.
Right.
You know, but she's probably used to being underneath Beyonce and always being put second, probably getting the smaller room. And she's like, I'm Kelly Rowland. And, you know, she is in one of the biggest girl groups of all time. And then here comes J-Lo, the diva. And you can't tell J-Lo she can't have what she wants.
Right.
You know what I mean? She probably was like, you know, I'm leaving. So do you think, you know, you would have just kept it pushing? And
I was just pushing.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, like, what have you been doing besides Tyler Perry? Come on.
Exactly. I did hear she's worth she's one of the highest paid R&B singers. She's worth $12 million, I heard.
Okay.
I said, right. Oh, okay.
But she can still just calm down and continue doing what she was doing.
I mean, I would think, like, this is what you have a team for.
Yeah.
And you would have, like, I would probably have, like, my assistant go make sure, like, my room is right and everything's right before I have a step in the building type of thing. So I don't know, like, tighten up y'all teams.
Yeah, I mean, and if that was the case, she still probably would have had that room. So then, would she not have showed up?
Right. Exactly.
Either way, I don't think she's being invited in that show again ever.
I think that's diva antics.
Absolutely.
And I guess Huda was like, oh, I love Kelly Rowland. You know, she's trying to clean it up. And I guess it was kind of shady that the Today Show gave it to... Is it Page Six or one of those New York newspapers? I think they were saying, like, you know, they intentionally gave that information to one of the top newspapers media outlets, and they were being shady themselves. You know what I mean? Okay. And they probably was being messy. Yeah.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I don't like, you know, Kelly seems like she's so non-dramatic. So to hear this stuff, you know, but nowadays drama seems to be good.
Yeah.
Because now we're talking about her more than ever. Because what were we saying about her before?
Nothing. Absolutely. I didn't even know about this movie until this happened.
Exactly. Now, will you go see this movie?
What's on Netflix, though? And I heard it's not that great.
Yeah. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Well, if it's on Netflix, maybe. Yeah. I'll watch it after you tell me about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, no, get your coins, yo. I'm not even mad with you. Just get your coins, Kelly Rowland. Some of that, you girl.
I think you shot herself in the foot in that
Today Show opportunity, though. These celebrities are really shooting themselves in the foot lately, aren't they?
They are.
But do you really think her career is ruined over it? I mean,
not ruined, but it's definitely tainted.
But it's like, here, your career is just about to start, and you acting like, you know what I mean? Like, then you barely started. You know, I mean, aside from being with Beyonce, but like, but it could, you know, she's on the map now. We're talking about her, so that might amount to something at the end of the day. Okay, Kelly Rowland. Do you, boo? Do you? Okay, next, we're talking about Benzino. Now, Benzino is, what's his daughter's name?
Corey Lane? Butchering his name.
What's that?
Butchering his name.
Oh, okay. A trendy, what did you say? What'd you say? A what name?
No, I said we're butchering these names.
Oh, okay. I thought she said something else. She's a cute little petite girl. She's one of the, would you say she's one of the hottest singer rappers out there today? And these young girls, she's one of the hottest ones, right?
That's
a stretch. Oh. So this Benzino got his like famous daughter, she's a rapper, singer, whatever, and Benzino is, he was on Love and Hip Hop, right
mm-hmm.
in the earlier shows, and he's like this real stocky light-skinned guy. I think, don't quote me, wasn't he like a producer, or, you know,
he was the founder of Source magazine. So he's pretty, you know, he's pretty up there in the whole hip-hop culture.
Yeah,
but he just happened to be on Love the Hip-Hop later on it, like,
okay. And he's known for being stocky and short and no neck, they call him no neck. So I guess Eminem did a rap song calling out his no neck. And then I just would not want to, like, have my name in any of Eminem's songs. And then Benzino came back. To me, he came back with a hot track. Like, he was, I was like, damn, Benzino, like, you can rap like that? I was like, you know, he's probably well associated. He probably got some Ghost Riders on deck. From up north, too, you know, New York. So, you know, I thought this song was hot. I thought it went in on him. But then he goes on this show called
Drink Champs.
Yeah. With Noriega. Thank you. See, I didn't even do my this is why I love her. Where I have these brain freezes, she's gonna come in. She gonna save me, or we both gonna have a brain freeze together.
Well, I don't listen to Noriega, so I know.
You know Noriega. So it's a show. It's a really popular show where artists, hip-hop artists and stuff go in there and they drink and they talk junk. And I guess Benzino was on there talking about Eminem. And at first he was talking shit about Eminem. And then next thing you know, he just broke down crying. Like a little beyond. You know what I mean? And it was like, damn, dude, like, I was riding with you the whole time. Like, I don't want to see you break down. He was like, oh, he was effed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was effed up. So how do you feel about that?
Allegedly from one of my blogs that I read on Instagram, they're pretty much thinking that there's some big guy in Detroit that's like with Eminem, and they think they got to Benzino trying to pretty much threaten him. And so they, like, that's why he made that apology. Because I was just like, it was kind of weird. Because, like,
it was weird.
He did all that, and then now he's still posting stuff about him afterwards. So I don't get the whole story.
Yeah, that was kind of, because I was wrong. Even if he was talking shit, even if some people say he didn't win the rap battle, which I thought he did. I don't know. I thought he, you know, I thought he, to go up against Eminem, and just to have Eminem put your name, actually, in his mouth, that says a lot. You know, you get famous from that. Be happy.
Bro.
Yeah. What's his name? Kelly, whatever his name.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly, because he got famous after doing that rap. against
okay.
them. He got real, you know, he was already out there, but that's what really put him on the map. When
okay.
Eminem talked about him, then he came back. And he to me, he slaughtered Eminem.
Damn.
With that track that he came back with. He's famous ever since, and dating, what's her name? Is it Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Okay, so he, you know, and he went from rap to rock, and he's you know, he's a legend in his own mind. Benzino, like, yeah, we don't want, like, I don't want my name coming out of Eminem's mouth, but hey, I'll take it. If you're going to know who Master Psychic Rachel is, then I'm sure he can have a lot of jokes for me. Talk about crystal balls and balls.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll be bad. I'll be a little hurt, but I'll be happy to.
You like that?
Famous. So yeah, it was kind of sad seeing Benzino break down like a little biatch.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe that it was so weird and odd. I really believe what you're saying. Like, somebody probably threatened him.
Yeah,
from Eminem's camp, because seems like everybody's scared to threaten him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would talk shit too. I don't give a damn. I'll talk. You know, he'd be coming for girl. Like, he was coming for Mariah. Eminem was coming for Mariah Carey. And one, like,
I remember that.
We had some real hitters like Cassidy or Jay-Z or, you know what I mean? Or 50. You know, like, you come for little.
You know, little. Him and 50 are the same circle.
I know, but like, comes for some real Negroes.
You know, I feel it.
They got some clout. Maybe if you go Cubs, that comes from these little wimpy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
but wow. Okay.
You're Eminem. Let me quiet. Go ahead, Eminem. You can put me in your song. Go ahead. You can diss me. You can diss me. Okay. Now, next. Monica's new butt. Monica sang that song, "Just One of Them Days That A Girl Goes Through." So, I don't know if y'all know who Monica is. I probably butchered the song. sorry, y'all. Monica's new butt. So she went on stage. I hear she's opening up for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that.
I could be wrong. I heard she's opening up for Nicki Minaj as well. Cat Williams is opening up for Nicki Minaj.
Whoa.
I did hear Nicki talk about Cat Williams. So we're just like, she must be finding it hard to find people to open up her tour. But anyways, Monica was on stage recently, and she's a skinny, tall, slinky type of girl. She looks tall. I don't know if she's tall, because, you know, camera can make you look tall even if you're not tall. So,
yeah.
She's kind of, like, slim, and she's very fashionable. She lives in Atlanta. She did that song with Brandy called, what was that song? The Girl Is Mine. So
no, The Boy Is Mine. Okay.
Well, we are in Atlanta, so it could be. Okay, The Boy Is Mine. Anyway, she went on stage and she had this new butt. And yeah. What did you think of her butt?
It looked ridiculous.
And why do you say it was ridiculous?
Because it looked ridiculous, and then she had no hips to go with it. It was just right, and it's like, okay,
it was just a basketball in the back,
yeah, just sitting there, and it looked weird. Somebody said she had the Gina special. You mean Gina Martin?
Does Gina have a fake butt too?
No, but it was really like just hard and just bare with no hips.
Yeah, it looked really funny. She should have had them hips put up on there.
Yeah,
and then it could have worked,
right?
You know what I mean?
Or blended in or something.
I heard some people say she lost her voice.
Right, because she got a butt and lost the voice.
Yeah. Did you hear her sing? I didn't hear her sing.
No. I heard a little snippet, and it just sounded pretty rough.
So she didn't sound good.
No, she did not.
Oh, wow.
Because I wonder if it's made from the, you know, the anesthesia can kind of mess your lungs up after a little while. So maybe that's the issue. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Because supposedly she could sing.
She can sing, but not that day.
Okay, maybe she just had a bad day, or you know, maybe she's just losing her lunch. Because over time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's like post-surgery, you know.
Oh, okay. So you think she got fresh off the table?
Oh, she's fresh off. Not too long ago. Yeah. Oh. It was here for a while. If I know when I had my surgery, it did mess me up for like a good year.
Your lungs?
Yeah, I felt like I couldn't breathe. Like, especially when the pollen season came in, like, it was like really bad. I had to get a treatment.
Like, oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So maybe that could have been, you know, the issue with her.
Okay. So we want to sacrifice her voice at least. Well, we will still sacrifice that ass. Girl, get some hips. Get some hips. Okay.
Please.
All right. Moving right along. So Trump got fined $350 million and he's barred from running a business in New York City for 3 years. So then after that, I guess he came out with some sneakers that are $399 or something like that. Some gold. Did you see the sneakers? They're gold with flags.
Yeah.
Did you wear them?
Well, no.
Some kind of news was like, yeah, black people love sneakers, so they're going to vote for him.
I just thought that.
No, that's crazy. Like, dude, like, for real? Okay.
All right.
Now, they might buy the sneakers, maybe. You know, you might have some. Just because. But that doesn't mean you're going to get voted for.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, do you think that was a justifiable rate, $350 million, for all his business crimes? Because I feel like a lot of those people in his position be scamming the systems and the IRS. And I'm not saying it's right.
Right.
But do you think they're just trying to do this to deflect him from the election? And, you know, do you think he's justifiably getting charged properly? I mean, what do you feel about that?
I think there's only like a piece of what's going on. I don't think this is everything, so I'm pretty sure there's gonna be other charges.
Wow. Do you think it's like the Democrats just coming for him because they don't want him to be in the election?
No, I think it's more than that, because I know there's a lot of other like Republicans that don't care for him. I think it's just him, you know, having to pay for what he did in the past.
It's karma.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's a Democratic issue. It's definitely like stuff that he, you know, he messed up on.
Wow. So do you think if he wasn't running for president, this stuff still would have?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be a poor man?
Poor? Never.
Yeah, I feel like when he did the sneakers, he's like, you know, with Kanye, he's like, let me follow Kanye's method. You know, I need to pay off these fines.
Yeah, because a lot of times when these rich people, when they go, you know, bankrupt or whatever, it's not their personal assets that go bankrupt, it's their companies. So he can always bounce back.
You can't just let it fall on the business.
Pretty much.
And then start a new LLC.
They're drafted.
Okay. Yeah, I seen the sneakers. If I bought you a pair for Christmas, would you wear them?
I'll have them in the box. I'm like, hey, I still have them.
It's weird. Like, part of me was like, just buy them and have them as a collector's item. They might be worth something one day.
No.
No.
No way. No.
Okay, wow. Oh, there goes that. There goes the answer to that question. We won't be wearing them.
No.
$399.
No.
If I see somebody walking in the street with them, I'm going to be like,
I'm pretty sure you will, too.
I live in Georgia, so. Well, you live in Georgia, too, so. I'm sure we're going to see them somewhere. We're going to be like, sir. And they're gonna try to piss you off. No rednecks ain't no joke out here.
Right.
You know what I mean? They crazy.
They crazy like them ones in the hood crazy. I mean, they look them rednecks. They ain't scared of them Negroes. Them real rednecks, they scared of them. When I first came to Atlanta, this redneck was going off on these black people. I was like, damn. They did not care.
They don't.
Okay. Anyways, get subject. I love all people. All nationalities. Now we're going to Sexy Red, who just had her baby. Mm-hmm. And she was really big. You know, of course she had a baby, so she was just, you know. And she was posing with Drake, and Drake was posing with her with a big old smile. And Sexy Red is this female rapper who, what can you say about Sexy Red?
She's a mess.
Crusty. Exactly. She's ratchet. She's one of them ratchet rappers. She look ratchet. She looks like she need to take a shower. You know what I mean? She just, you know what I mean? Like, she has ratchet lyrics about booty holes, licking booty holes, right? Stuff like that. I don't know. I couldn't name a Sexy Red song if you asked me to. So she does ratchet, but I don't know. The internet loves her. The internet loves her, and clearly Drake loves her.
I don't know about that.
Well, he was posing with her. Travis Scott had her on stage one time. He acted like he was really.
Really?
Yeah. I remember in an interview or something, she was talking about she don't use condoms when she has sex. She only like condoms. She got all these young girls licking booty holes. Oh, there's a booty hole licking epidemic in the South. Where
wow. Was
all these throat something.
Wow.
Because they're looking butt. I guess the ratios are skyrocketing now from booty licking. Oh, look at the hey, look at. But guess what? Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Okay. So they were posing, and she was in the hospital, and I guess she had her gown on. I believe. I don't know. Drake was like hugging on her. So, what do you think about that? Like that? He was more like that was his baby.
Right. Allegedly, I heard that he's actually being paid to call as his baby as the baby daddy because the real baby daddy is married with children and they're trying to cover it up. So, I don't know.
But it's like, why would Drake don't need money?
He doesn't.
I could see any other rapper posing get some money. Shoot, I right. Pose with her.
But money, it brings publicity.
Okay, true. True.
Yeah.
So I guess yes, he supports. Well, he act like he liked them types, but he really don't like them types.
No, not at all.
We know what type Drake really like.
Right.
You know, he just say he liked that type so he could stay within the community.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah. And then she just got out of the hospital. I'm kind of adding this to the list. And now she just got a video out and she's just shaking her ass all in the car. Did you see that one?
No, I did not.
Did she
snap back already?
She's not bad. She's not bad to a degree.
No.
Her booty thick. So she's just in a car and a car is driving. And I guess whoever the driver is, I don't know who's holding the camera. And all she's doing is just shaking her ass, shaking her head, shaking her ass, shaking her ass. The whole video is just shaking her ass. I didn't see no other parts. I didn't watch the whole video. So everybody's like, she smells like placenta and baby milk. Everybody's like, Go feed your baby, like, damn, you know, like, heal up first. You know, you already out here acting ratchet. So she's already out. She ain't letting no baby stop her.
I guess not.
Period.
This is not her first child either.
I know, you said that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go, Sexy Way. We're getting a little bit of recognition. Next. So we got this thing going on with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, and they've been leading a high profile
investigation into Donald Trump's actions surrounding the 2020 election in Georgia, where he raped the election, as Nick Dean said. And now, Fannie Willis serves as the Fulton County District Attorney, and Nathan Wade was appointed as the special prosecutor in this case. And now, after they got Trump cited for what he's done for raping the election, now they're not on trial, you said. They're being questioned about their supposed allegations of a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And its potential impact on the legal case with Trump. So I guess because they took Trump down, now Trump is questioning their connection.
Yeah.
And so they can disqualify them from the case and he can get off.
Right.
One way. So now they're in a courtroom, but you said they're not being tried.
I think they're just trying to build up a case at this point. So I don't know what's going on at this point. I just know that, you know, they're finding out more information about them. As far as, well, first of all, they said that they got the information that they did get about those two was coming from his current wife.
Oh yeah, and Fannie Willis is this black district attorney,
yeah,
who was having an affair with the prosecutor that she had on the case, this black man. And supposedly she was paying him more for his services than you would a typical prosecutor. And they were having an affair on top of it. And like Nikki said, they supposedly they got the leaks about their relationship from the guy's wife. Yeah. So I watched a little piece of it. Mm-hmm. And she's sassy, that Fannie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She had her hands on her hip. She was throwing papers down. She was twisting her neck. I was like, girl, you looking so, you making, you sending black people back 300 years. It was like one of those. It was like, do we have to be so, you know, so. I don't want to start no trouble over here.
So you think they're going to get thrown off the case forever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she wasn't she giving him money and he was spending money on her and she was using, yeah, like taxpayer dollars.
He was.
Or he
was not. Well, no, he was using the company credit card for their dates and whatnot.
And it's supposedly she would pay him back in cash. I don't know, like, before I would try to prosecute Trump, I would want to make sure all my T's were crossed and my I's were dotted. And my taxes were paid properly.
Right.
I would make sure all skeletons were buried so deep, you know, or I just wouldn't take the case.
Right.
You know, that's just one man I just wouldn't want to, like, because he's always going to try to find a rebuttal and a way out.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's a powerful man, whether we, yep, want to admit it or not. Mm-hmm. I just probably wouldn't have took the case. You know what I mean? Or I just would have made sure my taxes were paid. And make sure all them no good Negroes signed the NDA. Like, sign this. Here, I'll give you a little sum. Sign this. So, I don't want nothing coming back to haunt me. So, that,
right.
You messing with Trump. You get what you, I guess you get.
Right on.
Thinking you could take on a man like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you should have a squeaky clean record.
Yeah.
She going to be messing with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He's always
going to find a way.
Exactly. He's always going to find a way. You're going to have all kinds of spies on you and investigators and,
yep,
you know, I'm not about to be dealing with all that. Okay. Now, right along. Ice Spice. I just wanted to come back on this real quick because she got, after we talked, she got even more slack on the internet because she was at that, the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift, and she had the upside down cross on her neck. And then they did a, like a zoom in, I guess the NFL, they zoomed in on her and Ice Spice and Taylor Swift. And she did, I guess she knew the cameras were looking at her, and she did this devil symbol with both of her hands, where they look like two horns. And then she grabbed her necklace and lifted it up. And it just looked so wicked. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
As Taylor Swift is drowning a drink, like one gulp, just a couple. I said, damn, Taylor Swift, damn. Like, your ass ain't innocent at all, the way you guzzle the drinks. Like, see, that would look bad for her.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be America's little princess.
Yeah.
She's an algae.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of half of Hollywood is.
As I sip on my wine. We have to start the podcast late because I had to go get my wine at Kroger. Here, I got on here. I was like, Nikki's like, are we ready to go? I think he's ready to go. Got a microphone set up. And I'm like, come on, with me real quick. I only can squeeze out a half a glass of wine out of my box and eat my other half a glass of wine. Come, I'm all late, you know, CPT time. Because I had to get my wine. So I'm gonna talk shit because I can do that, because this is talking shit, just talking shit. Mm-hmm. So I can sip my wine and I can still call Taylor Swift an alcoholic. But Ice Spice was looking like the devil herself. I think the industry turned her out.
Yeah, they did.
Some say the cross upside down commemorates Saint Peter. I guess he got sacrificed. Don't quote me on this. And he wanted to be upside down on the cross because, you know, he's not Jesus. So he wanted to be upside down. So some people could say the upside down cross isn't a bad thing, you know, but at the same time, I Spice, the industry definitely turned her out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
I thought I sent you the horn thing. It just didn't look good. Look,
no, I saw it live. She was on.
Oh, when she was doing it. Oh, yeah.
She said, I seen it live. Excuse me. I don't got to look at no clips. I seen it live, beyond.
Look, you late. It looked evil. It looked weird. I think the industry got to her.
Oh, yeah. Because remember I was saying before that whole her and Taylor Swift being together was weird by itself. So now it just makes sense now, you know?
Do you think Taylor Swift was a devil worshiper?
Come on. A lot of these people that, you know, are really up there in industry, they have. Yeah.
Wow. I heard Taylor Swift's grandfather is one of the leaders of the Satan Church.
That'd be.
I did see a picture of him. And I heard some more things about Taylor Swift, but we'll leave that for another episode.
Yeah.
But supposedly her, and don't quote me on this, supposedly. Y'all can go look it up on Reddit. Supposedly her grandfather was Satanist who leads one of these churches. So.
Boom.
War. Okay.
War.
Next.
Right along.
Beyonce's song. I don't know if it's one of them or two of them. Her country song went number one. Do you take back what you said, Nick?
No problem.
we both were like, it was garbage.
Garbage.
It was garbage.
The Beehive's doing.
Am I gonna bring it up for her?
Come on now. Yeah, they.
Are we just saying this about her because we're being prejudiced? We're thinking, like, you know, She should just stay in her lane. I mean, why do you think? How do you think we feel this way about
something about her? Is just like, come on, man, just relax. It's time to just let somebody else have it. You know, you're just doing and doing and doing and doing, and it's like it's getting old.
You don't think she could just do whatever the hell she wants? I don't want to be on country today. Oh, I want to be on Mexican music station tomorrow, or do a Spanish album. You don't think she just can just do whatever she wants?
I mean, she can, because, you know, people are going to support her regardless, but I just feel like, let somebody else have it already. That's how I feel.
And you still don't like the song?
I can't even listen to it.
Well, I seen these black cowboys dance to it.
Okay.
And I kind of liked it a little bit now.
Or,
yeah, because they little thing. They all had their hats and their chaps on and their boots. That's all to it. And it was like, okay.
See? And those are the people that are turning this song into number one. Because once it's on, you know, TikTok, it's going to go viral. Stuff like this.
Yeah, she probably paid them.
If you know, she did.
I think she bought that number one spot.
She probably did. Between her and Jay-Z, no telling.
Yeah, because Jay-Z owns Tidal, and I heard they be tweaking the numbers for her over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that. So I think she definitely bought that song between her and the Beehives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, to each their own. And right. I guess she also got a hair care product out, hair care products. They're very expensive. What do you
have? You ever seen her? Have you ever seen her?
No.
Would you buy it?
Was supposed to. She got. Might buy it for a wig. You know. She should have gave us some wig products.
Right. I would have. You know, no
game. That would have ate the synthetic and natural hair wig products.
Then I would have been like, okay, I can see what she's going with this, but come on. Really?
But I heard she got a lot of hair.
Yeah, you heard, but haven't seen it.
I thought I seen it. I thought it was X's magazine. Yo, Beyonce got hairdressers that are so good, you would just think it's her hair coming out of her root. You know what I mean? So I thought. I would hope what you're putting on Essence magazine promoting your product is your hair.
Right, you would hope so.
You know, but do we really? No.
Yeah.
Unless it is, and you just think it's, because, you know, just girls out there got hair like that, good hair. You know what I mean? So, but you know, we know she be wearing her lace fronts.
Yeah.
And where's her mother?
She does.
Where's her mother? I think one of her kits was like $260. No, I'm not paying that much.
Wow.
No. For a collection of her products.
Yeah, no. And then she said that she suffers from psoriasis now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard about that. See, just because she's beautiful and you think she has it all, everybody got problems. Everybody's fighting war
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And that psoriasis stuff is no joke. I think, Kim Kardashian has that too?
Yeah, she does. Wow. Yeah, it's very painful.
Oh, wow. It looks it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Should we be nicer to Beyonce?
No.
No. Nicki D is standing behind her beliefs.
No.
Okay, Beyonce, take a break.
Breathe.
And then we talk shit about Taraji.
Oh, yeah.
And Taraji is one of People Magazine's Persons of the Year.
Well, I thought that before.
She's not on the cover, I don't think. I've seen somebody else on the cover, unless they coming out with different covers.
Yeah.
But so I was like, dang. I was like, were we being mean? No, were we being mean, girl? Talk about Taraji and Beyonce, and now Taraji's, you know, talking about her situation, doubling down on the discriminations in Hollywood. I mean, somebody got to do it, right?
I mean, I guess, but I feel like this is like her last little hoorah before it's like, okay, bye-bye.
Oh, damn. So what if it, you know, like, if we just shut up and keep quiet and, you know, don't say nothing, like, let's just say Martin Luther King did that. Do you think we would have been where we are today? And with her, Taraji, do you think, is she really leading that path of, you know, freedom and respect in the entertainment industry as an African-American entertainer? Do you not think she's, like, paving the way for change?
I mean, she's trying to. Yeah, but I don't know if she will, you know, succeed in that, because the day and age and the people that she's talking about, they're still very powerful people. So I don't think it's going to work out right in her favor.
Yeah, this, and it's even coming from our own people.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey. Do you think there is a way to do it better, to get our point across without losing our careers? Should we have had somebody else step up to the plate?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, she said what she said, but I don't think there's going to be another better way to do it. No.
I guess not settling short. Don't work if you don't get what you really think you deserve.
Right. Right. She could have just left.
Yeah. I'm back and forth with it because I understand your perspective definitely. And I'm just like, I commend her for speaking up, but it's just sad that I just don't want to see her career go downhill because of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
The part that, and I think you're the same way. Like, it's not that you disagree with what she's saying. You're just it's just like, girl, like you're going to really put the nail in the coffin of your career if you keep this up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
And I just hope there's a way we can figure it out. You know, first of all, just being a woman in the entertainment industry, or just in general, you're going to get less pay than a man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Than being a woman of color or minority, there's other obstacles that, you know, come with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I commend her for speaking up because she's clearly willing to take that sacrifice and be the sacrificial lamb in order to get her point across. But good luck to Taraji, and congratulations, Taraji, for being on Time's Person of the Year. We still love you, girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to talk shit about you, but we still love you. we just don't want to see your career go down the drain. That's all. That's all that is. That's all. We commend you, though. Okay, move right along. We got 52 minutes and good timing.
Oh, wow.
And now we can sign off with this one right here. Because this is probably one of the best and most juiciest stories of the week. Wendy Williams, she got diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia and aphasia. The same thing that Bruce Willis has. Mm-hmm. And they're about to do a documentary on her with Lifetime. Is it Lifetime or one of those networks?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought it was Lifetime. Don't quote me, y'all. Just call the shit.
Just call the shit.
All right. And they're supposed to do this documentary, and she just looks really, really sad and pitiful in it. And you could tell she's lost. She's losing it. And recently there was a clip of Black China sitting next to her looking beautiful and radiant. Mm-hmm. And Wendy's just like, my name is Wendy Hunter. And she was like, and she's divorced. And he don't got no money, her ex-husband. And, you know, Black China's just looking at her. You could tell Black China's like, wow. And Black China's just thanking her for being real and, you know, being real with her. And she was like, Wendy, I love you. I believe like Wendy said, I love me too. And it was just, and the way Black China was looking at her and the way Wendy was looking at her, and then she went in and gave Wendy this really long hug. It was so sad to just see Wendy Williams like that. And then the other day I had can't say, do you think Wendy's going through this because it's her karma? Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. That's a good question. I don't want to think like that, but I think everything we do can be our karma.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say it's the roll of the dice.
Yeah.
And I want to say, well, what I told the client is if if it is her karma, that's between her and God.
Yeah.
And I'm not God to say this is her karma, because a lot of people in the comments were saying, well, this is Wendy Williams' karma. This is Wendy Williams' karma. But Wendy Williams just says the things that we want to say but can't say.
Exactly.
She's that girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you have people like TMZ and People Magazine who say it, but they say it in a slick way.
Right.
You know, right. TMZ, all the business out there, but nobody's saying, oh, is that your karma, TMZ? Is that your karma? Wendy will just come out and name names. There's no skipping around things. I don't personally want to believe it's her karma,
mm-hmm.
so to say, but is that a possibility? Yes. Yeah. And you said one important thing. You said that you think that it's, what was that? What was that you said? You think that it's everybody?
Pretty much like all the people that she did talk about, like, you know, just putting all that hate in the air and wishing her, you know, bad and not wishing her well. I think it's a lot of that.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. You think it's, say that again, I'm so sorry.
No, I think it's a lot of people just not wishing her well, you know?
Yeah, having all the evil eye. She should have had her evil eye braced, right?
She shouldn't have been shitty if her girlfriend called her.
Not catch Nikki D without her evil eye bracelet.
Nope.
So is it all this activity that was thrown her way and all that negative energy, and it kind of caused her to go through what she's going through with all those illnesses? I feel it was drugs, stress, her marriage, toxic marriage. You know, I say people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah.
That's what I say. So if she got her karma coming, guess what? You got yours too. Trust and believe.
Right?
If that's believe, guess what? You know what I mean? So I think anytime you do anything, you have to think of the consequences of it and the karma that could come with it. I just see Wendy as an entertainer. I think those who watched it were just as guilty. We watched it. We supported her.
Right.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it, and we miss her. We wanted to come back, and we're trying to step in. No, let me sit. We don't want to be that bad, you know. We do have some morals over here. You know what I mean?
Right.
We do have some morals, believe it or not. We just talking shit, okay? At the end of the day. When the client asked me that, you know, is that her karma? I was just like, I can answer a lot of questions, but that's one question I gotta leave to God. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna sit back and say that was her karma. But like you said, I believe, you know, a lot of people had that negativity in the air with her. I feel like somebody could have slipped during Mickey. No, you know what I mean? You know, that's why. I mean, well, you out here partying. You don't know what they putting in your cup.
Yeah.
They got stuff out there. They can just sprinkle it on your doorknob.
Because wasn't it the last time that she was on her show was that Halloween special or whatever it was? She fell out with
Mingle Henry?
Yeah. And kind of spiraled from there.
Yeah, yeah. It's heart-wrenching to see Wendy go through that. And then I hear she's losing her money. And then I heard that now they want to take the show. They want to stop, cancel Lifetime or whatever the production company is. They want to stop it from happening. She shouldn't have let it happen from the door then. You know, Wendy don't got her wig on. Yeah, her doctor. They're suing them now.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Okay. Oh.
And I'm like, her handler shouldn't have let her, you know, you let her on there without her wig. You know what I mean? Wendy would not want to go on there looking like that.
Right.
She must not have been in her right state of mind.
You're right.
She might think she is, but as her handler, you should have said no and just wrote that book one day.
Right.
Or have her talk her book out and have somebody write it. Mm-hmm. and we buy the book. Putting her on camera like that, she got dementia. That's not, don't put me out there like that.
Oh, you know that's not gonna happen.
Make sure my hair is dead, okay?
Of course.
Well, look, if they down, my hair better be down. But don't do that. You know what I mean? No. So yeah, I feel
really, really bad for Wendy Williams.
So any last minute words on that topic or anything that we discussed today? It's we got our 60 minutes in. It was wonderful. 60 minutes.
We did good.
Yes.
What do you do? You have any like prediction?
I think it is what it is. It is what it is. But you know what, y'all? If you're out there, leave your comments.
Yes. You know, we love feedback.
We love feedback. Feedback empowers us. It's going to keep us doing more. We're going to try our best to bring this to you every week as best we can. You know what I mean? We can't guarantee 100%, but if we can, we're going to give it to you every week. Try and drop it on Sundays. So you can have a cool Sunday, laid back Sunday, listen to some gossip, just talking shit with Nikki D and Matt Rachel, aka Rachel Spain. We love y'all. We love the support. Again, leave comments. If you want to get up on a podcast one day, let us know. I've added people already to the list. So we got some interesting perspectives from people from all over the world, from all walks of life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but yeah, you know, I think, you know, as we go along, and if the topic comes up with prediction, you know, I'm always here to give a prediction. What about you? I know you're always ready to give a prediction.
Okay.
As well. Yeah. But thank yous for coming. We appreciate you so much. The support was overwhelming. This is, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just
coffee.
Okay, shit. With Masters Like You, Rachel and Nikki D, we appreciate your time, and we're going to get our audio right if it's not. So just bear with us. Watch the growth as we live and we learn through this whole process. And thank you for joining us. This is Master Psychic Rachel from MasterPsychicOnline.com. Don't live life in the dark.